chaste women, Satpatim, and to the gentle husband, Yata, as, translate, as chaste women bring their gentle husbands under control by service, the pure devotees who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of the heart bring me under their full control. Purport. In this verse, the word Samadarshanaha is significant. The pure devotee is actually equal toward everyone, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 1854. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatmana Swachati Nakangshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu. Universal brotherhood is possible when one is a pure devotee, Pandita Samadarshinaha. A pure devotee is actually learned because he knows his constitutional position. He knows the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he knows the relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. Thus he has full spiritual knowledge and is automatically liberated, Brahma Bhuta. He can therefore see everyone on the spiritual platform. He can comprehend the happiness and distress of all living entities. He understands that what is happiness to him is also happiness to others, and that what is distress to him is distressing for others. Therefore, he is sympathetic to everyone. As Prahlad Maharaj said, Sochitato bimukha chitasa indriyarta maya sukaya bharam udvahato bimudhan. Bhagavatam 7.9.43. People suffer from material distress because they are not attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A pure devotee's chief concern, therefore, is to raise the ignorant mass of people to the sense of Krishna consciousness. Omagyanatimirandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshurum militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Bitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishavanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarovyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shivasadi gaura bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare Mukam karoti vacharam pangum langayate hirinyat kripatamaham bande shi gurum nataranam. As chaste women bring their gentle husbands under control by service, the pure devotees who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of the heart bring me under their full control. So the devotees are known as, the verse says here, Samadarshana. They are equal to everyone, toward everyone. Because they see Krishna in the heart of everyone. So they treat nicely everyone. They are friendly toward everyone. That's the symptom of a sadhu, a saintly person. titikshava karunika suridam sarva dehina ajata shatrava shanta sadava sadhu bhushanam. That the symptom of a saintly person is that he is titikshava karunika, is very tolerant and very merciful. Titikshava karunika suridam sarva dehinam is friendly toward all living entities. He never feel any enmity toward anyone. Ajata shatrava, he doesn't have enemies. Shanta means he's peaceful. He doesn't disturb anyone and doesn't allow himself to be disturbed by anyone. Because he's very tolerant and compassionate. Sadava sadhu bhushanam. Those are some of the qualities of a saintly person. Once Prabhupada visited some place in India where they have a Gita club or something. Indore. Oh, okay. And thank you. He criticized them. He said, you have a Gita club, but you don't have a picture of the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita. You just have a little picture of a lamp with a light. What about the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita? Why his picture is not here? So anyway, they challenged Prabhupada. They asked, the Bhagavad Gita said that that Pandita Samadarshina, that learned person has an equal vision toward everyone. So what is your Samadarshina? What is your Samadarshina? What is your equal vision? Like in a challenging mood they were asking. And Prabhupada said, my equal vision is, why only the Indians have the right to know about Bhagavad Gita and Krishna? Why not everyone all over the world? They have also right to know about Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. That's my equal vision. Why should only Indians have this knowledge? Why should not everyone have it too? So they appreciated that. That's equal vision. Why only to benefit only some section of society, of the world, and not the rest? So that's the equal vision, Prabhupada, practical equal vision, Prabhupada explained to them. And that's a fact. He didn't make any discrimination. Prabhupada once mentioned that some Indian people came to see him late 70s. They wanted to speak privately with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada agreed, but when they left, he spoke to some Western disciples. He told them they wanted me to name only an Indian successor. I don't make discrimination between my Indian disciple and Western disciples. Whoever follows strictly, he has the right to lead. I told them, you also come and lead, but you have to follow the process. But they're not ready to follow. they just want to dictate, you do like this. So anyway, it's a fact that to make discrimination based on the bodily platform is against the principle of Samadarshina, equal vision, to see the Lord in the heart of every living entity. And there is everywhere in the world there is this great ignorance about the soul and seeing people in relation to their material bodies only. It reminds me some years ago in Venezuela, South America, some Christian nuns, they were preaching that we are not the body, we are the soul. And the church chastised them. They said, you can't preach that. You have to preach that we are the body, the soul, and the spirit. Three things together. One thing. They were preaching the right thing. But they chastise them for it. Because religion without philosophy, you know, can lead to sentimentalism or speculation. Or even fanaticism. as we see today. And so proper knowledge of Krishna consciousness and the practical application, jnana and vijnana, is very, very important. So Krishna is controlled by his devotees because of their loving service to him. Krishna explained in the verse, as women bring under their gentle husband under control, of, the husband has to be gentle, of course, to attract the wife's service. He has to be gentle. He can't be rough, obviously. And when he's gentle and the wife has nice service attitude toward him, then she brings him under her control. Out in love, you know, natural loving family relationship are healthy when Krishna is in the center, of course. If the desire is to please Krishna by friendly loving relationship, having Krishna in the center of our family and our life, then that's pleasing to Krishna. So whatever we do, either family or renounced, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he, in his song he said, Grihe tako vanne tako sada hari bole dako. Either if you live at home or you live in the forest as a renounced person, of course here is everybody living in the forest, but you can have your home in the forest too. Either at home in the forest, just fill your mouth with the holy name of the Lord. No? So that's the Lord Chaitanya. Mission to make everyone chant Hare Krishna and be happy, like Mother Mukhya read about Lord Chaitanya's being happy just to see people chanting and dancing. And so when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he took it, this year actually is the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas, and he did it just out of compassion for the fallen soul. I mean, Lord Buddha, he also renounced everything, but was for the purpose of liberating himself. But Lord Chaitanya did it to free others, to give mercy to others. So after he took sannyas, to please his mother, he went to Puri with his associates, and Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, and others accompanied him in that trip. They walked toward Puri, you know, took them some time, you know, from Navadvip to Puri, pilgrimages, walking, barefoot. Anyway, on the way, they have to stop. There was a toll, and there was a Muslim soldier collecting tax from people, you know, from travelers. So he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. They have also their version of renounce called fakir. So he told Lord Chaitanya, oh, you are a fakir, you don't have to pay, you can go. But are those other people with you, or are you alone? And Lord Chaitanya, showing his detachment from everything, he said, besides Krishna, I have nothing else in this world, nobody else. I'm all alone. Krishna is my only possession. All right, the soldier said, you can go. And he passed the toll, and he told the other devotees that you have to pay. So the devotees said, we are accompanying him. We are his servants. Only due to renunciation he spoke like that. But please allow us to go. We don't have any money and we have to serve him. Please let us go for free, you know. So the soldier said, all right, but on one condition. Yes, what is that? And they said, and he said, the soldier said, well, I never seen in my life anybody like him. No human being can cry like he cries. The tears came from his eyes like torrent of rain and drenched my body. And when his tears touched my body, I felt in my heart that he's the same Allah I worship 5 times a day. Please take me to him and ask him to bless me and give me his mercy. Please, please. So they were very happy. The devotees took him to Lord Chaitanya, and he fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya. And he prayed for his mercy, you know. And Lord Chaitanya touched his head, and all his sinful reactions were washed away. And he became a pure devotee, a great Vaishnava. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. So anyway, didn't end there. They continued the journey. Lord Chaitanya wasn't aware of the external world. He was internally feeling separation from Krishna, you know. And sometimes he will sing songs in separation from Krishna. Kahamura prananat murali vadam kahankaron kahampan brajendra nandan kahare kohiba ke bajane moraduka brajendra nandana vinu fate morabuka. And the song, very beautiful song, he said, Kaham mora prananat. Where is my prananat, the Lord of my life? Murali badan, the one who plays the flute. Kaham karon kaham pan brajendra nandan. Where shall I go to find brajendra nandan? Kahare kohiba keba jane mora dukha. People of the world, they don't know about my sorrow. Brajendra Nandana Vinu Fate Murabuka. Not being able to see Brajendra Nandan Krishna, my heart is broken. And he will cry in separation from Krishna. And all devotees cry with him. If in a very hot day, if you come nearby a spring and some nice breeze is blowing and drops of water will touch your face, you will feel refreshed. In the Ratha Yatra in Tampa, one devotee was sprinkling devotees in the face with water to refresh them. Anyway, so in the same way, when we associate with devotees and hear Krishna Katha, Govara Katha, Prabhupada Katha, this will refresh us spiritually. The same way when Lord Chaitanya will chant about Krishna, express his feeling, all his associates will have the same feelings. They will be drenched in love with Krishna in the same way. That's why they were very attached to his association. So anyway, when they entered the first town in Orissa, they passed nearby a river, and there was a dhobi, a washerman, washing some cloth there. And by seeing him, Lord Chaitanya came a little bit to external consciousness, and he stopped to talk to him. And he said, "Dhobi, please chant Haribo." The dhobi doubtful said, "Well, you're a sannyasi. I'm supposed to give you some dakshina, some donation, but I'm very poor. I have nothing to give you." He said, "No, don't worry. You don't have to give me anything. Just please chant Haribo. Chant the holy name of the Lord." Still doubtful, the man said, "Well, I'm very busy washing this cloth. I have no time for this." Lord Chaitanya told him, "Okay, give me the cloth. I will wash it for you while you chant the Haribo." So when he saw the Lord insisting so much, he said, okay, I will please you. Without stopping his business, he said, "Haribo." "Oh, very good. Please say it one more time." "Haribo." "Very good." A third time, "Haribo." And he gave up his washing and started to dance and chant, "Hari, Hari, Gaurad. Hare Krishna," start to chant the holy name, and he was jumping and dancing in ecstasy. All the devotees were smiling, seeing the fun, the pastime of the Lord. And after a while, his wife came, and when she saw him like that, she said, "Since when you are a dancer? Come sit down, have your lunch. I brought you the food, the prasad." But he could not hear her, not even see her. His eyes were completely black. And his arms and was jumping and chanting. She became frightened. She thought, maybe he's haunted by a ghost. So she went and asked some people of the town, some men, to come and help her. So they came, said, "What can we do for you?" oh, please just see, I think my husband is haunted or something, please help me, you know. So one of the men, very strong man, he came to stop him and grabbed his arms to stop him. But as soon as he touched him, he also started to chant and dance. So the others became more frightened. Now he's possessed. Be careful, you know. But the second man, although he was also in ecstasy, like the first man, but he could relate to people. The first one could not, but he could, although he was in ecstasy, he could speak to people and see them. So he told them, no, there is no ghost, nothing bad here. It's only bliss, only ananda, only prem. Come, don't worry. Let me touch you. And he touched all of them, and their big kirtan started. And all the town, even the lady, the wife started to chant and dance, you know. And when Lord Chaitanya continued the journey, thousands of people following him with the big kirtan, you know. Anyway, he has to ask them, go back, please, to your home. And just Bolo Krishna, Baja Krishna, Koro Krishna, Sikha. Chant the holy name of Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow Krishna's instruction. That way you make life perfect. So wherever Krishna, Lord Chaitanya went, he infused people with this spirit of loving Krishna by chanting his holy name and become attached to him. Like here Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Prabhupada's quoting from the seventh canto, that people suffer from material distress because they are not attached to the Supreme Personality of God. That's the main cause of their distress. You may think so many things, no, this, that, I have to go to psychologist, this, that. Yes, it may be some external reason there, but the spiritual main reason is that we are not attached to Krishna. That's why we are in distress. Because somebody who's attached to Krishna, he doesn't have any mental distress. He may have some physical distress because the body naturally has to get sick, you know, old age and these things. But his consciousness is not affected by it either because his mind is attached to Krishna. He doesn't feel pain as ordinary people feel the pain. So devotee is paradukkha-dukkhi. He doesn't have any suffering personally. He can tolerate any suffering to serve the Lord. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, the difficulties I find in my service to you give me a great pleasure, a great happiness. All the obstacles to perform your service is a source of happiness to me. So devotee is never in distress, really. Only when he feels separation from Krishna, but that is not a material, that's a spiritual distress. That's another type of ecstasy, of ananda, bliss. Once Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda were walking, wandering on Navadvip, aimlessly, and Lord Chaitanya asked Nityananda, do you know who lives in that house? And Nityananda Prabhu said, I think the fallen sannyasi lives there. Oh, let's pay him a visit. Alright, so they went there. And the sannyasi was, of course, with his wife, fallen sannyasi. And he invited them inside the house and he served them some fruits. And they are out of their mercy and kindness, they accepted. They ate the fruits and everything. And then the sannyasi felt that these are young Brahmin boys, I should give them some blessing. So he was blessing Lord Chaitanya, may you have a lot of riches, and may you have a long life, and beautiful kids, and beautiful wife, obedient, nice wife, and like that. He was giving blessing like that. And Lord Chaitanya protested. He said, well, I was expecting from you better blessings than that. And the sannyasi became disturbed. He said, well, I traveled all over India, and everybody appreciated my blessings. You are the first one to protest them. And Lord Nityananda came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's rescue. He said, no, he's a very staunch devotee of Krishna. He's not interested in material happiness. So, Okay, okay, the Swami said, I understand, no problem. Should I bring Ananda? Lord Chaitanya asked Nityananda, what he mean to bring Ananda? Ananda means bliss. What he mean to bring Ananda, what he mean by that? And Nityananda Prabhu, since he traveled over India, in all these lands and what people, you know. So he whispered in Lord Chaitanya's ear, he mean by Ananda, if we want him to bring wine. Lord Chaitanya said, what? Let us run out of this house immediately. So they both ran out of the house and jumped in the Ganga with their own clothes, you know, to purify themselves. So in the Chaitanya Bhagavat is explained that because Lord Chaitanya accepted the service of this fallen sannyasi, in that same life he didn't become virtuous, but in his next life he became a pure devotee of the Lord by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. The Lord accepted his service. So we don't know, actually, you know, we should always be kind and understanding and merciful toward everyone. We should not be judgmental, we should be kind. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, if you only speak about the fall down of your brother without trying to help him by talking to him about Krishna, about devotional service, you are not his true friend. If you just mention the problem he has. He said like that. So anyway, so since the devotee is paradukha dukhi, he doesn't like to see people suffering. And he knows the main reason for people's distress is because they are not attached to Krishna. So that's why he's very anxious to raise the ignorant mass of people to the sense of Krishna consciousness. And that's what Prabhupada traveled so much all over the world in his old age, only out of kindness and sympathy, love for all living entities, to try to give them Krishna consciousness. So we should try in our little way, in our menial capacity, try to also do something to please Prabhupada and serve his mission, serve the mission of Lord Chaitanya. That will make us happy and make others happy too. So thank you very much. If anybody has any comments or questions, we have a few minutes for that. Yes, Prabhu. That's from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course, I made the melody myself. But somebody told me that melody is very traditional in Bengal. I didn't know that. I just made it up. But somewhere or other, by Lord Chaitanya Mercy, came out right. Hare Krishna. Yes.
I mean, you know where in the...
I don't remember. I think it is in the Madhya Lila chapter, second chapter. Yes. That they speak, you know, about the later pastime of Lord Chaitanya. You just find the Kaha Mora Prananat. Jai Hare Krishna Haribo. Alright, anybody has any other comments or questions? Very good. Yes, Prabhu.
From the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the suffering soul of the people suffer simply because they are not attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mm-hmm.
And since by the mercy of Sri Guru, Srila Prabhupada, and all the assembled devotees all over the universe and all over the world, we have become a little attached to Krishna.
Yes.
So therefore our suffering should be mitigated.
Yeah, right.
So therefore, when one understands that his suffering is mitigated, then he should undertake the next step, which is to reach out to others who are suffering like we used to suffer.
Okay.
Yeah. So, in that way, how does one pray, or how does one endeavor to get that strength and that courage and that determination to go out and help others?
Well, of course, one should oneself be firmly, you know, Prabhupada said the highest realization is to save oneself. Because unless one saves oneself, how can we try to save others? So first one has to become fixed in Krishna consciousness, become strong, and then naturally the desire to help others will come. It's not artificial, it's not like, you know, one will feel the need, you know. And also by seeing others doing and associating with those who are inspired to do it, we may get also inspired to do something according to our capacity, you know, whatever we can do, you know. But the spirit is the idea, the attitude, the consciousness, the desire to help others by reminding them of Krishna. That's what pleases Krishna. That once one devotee asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, how can I please you?" And Prabhupada said, "Your desire to please me pleases me." So this is the whole, I mean, everything in relation to devotional service has to do mainly with the attitude of the servant, of the practitioner. No? Baba Grahi Janardana. Krishna Sandahar, he knows this sentiment, the attitude of a person who approaches him for service. So seeing Krishna's dahar, we can't hide anything from Krishna. So we have to pray, "Please make me more sincere, more surrender to you, please. Help me to become first myself Krishna conscious, then try to help others to become Krishna conscious." It's like a doctor, he has to go to infected area, he has to take provisions not to be infected himself. Isn't? And in the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, Prahlad Maharaj explains that when devotee chant Hare Krishna and feel the happiness and their hair stand on end, that works as a shield to protect the devotee from the attacks of Maya. So if we are happy, we are in Krishna consciousness, then although we may have to go and deal with materialistic peoples in austerity, we will not be infected if we are, you know, properly situated. Hare Krishna. Yes.
I was just reading that those prayers that Prabhupada chanted, said on the way over on the Jaladutta, and yeah. One of those prayers was for Krishna to make his words suitable
yes.
for them to understand.
Yes, right. Pray to Krishna, "Help me make my words suitable for the people who are listening." Yes. Very good. All right. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada.
One more.
One last question. One last question. Okay.
when you were saying how the Krishna sees only the attitude.
Yes.
It reminded me of something I read on Facebook recently. A devotee posted this quotation. It was so nice.
Yeah.
I don't know where it came from, but it was very spot on.
Yeah.
It says that no matter how perfect our intentions, the general world will judge us by the perfection of our presentation. And then the second part is, no matter how perfect the presentation, Krishna only judges us by our intention.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Very nice quote. Thank you. Jai. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.